I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Pakistan is considering merging with a nearby tribal territory, bringing a hopeful note to the gospel conversation. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Actually, it kind of connects with the threat of terrorism that has been a part of so many stories lately coming out of Pakistan, because it's an area where that's a hotbed for terrorism. The Pakistani government is considering other ways to help eradicate terrorism from their own soil. One of the things that has just happened Thursday, March 2nd, Pakistan's federal cabinet approved in principle recommendations of the Federally Administered Tribal Areas Reforms Committee, known by the acronym FATA, F-A-T-A.
The gospel has been barred from entering the area, but this merger could open doors in sharing the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. This week marked International Women's Day with the theme Be Bold for Change. So what would change mean for women in India? If you only visit the urban areas, you may think women are treated well given the education and job opportunities. But John Sparks of India Partners says, skip out of the city and you'll find a different story.
The rural environment is very different, and the girl child is relegated to doing household chores, and oftentimes will drop out of school at a young age because she needs to care for her siblings or help around the home. So it's overcoming these things, helping women to understand that they're meant to be loved and appreciated, not to be beaten, but then also is to step into lives.
Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported thanks to you. You can join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.